Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. The most recent meeting in Washington between President Trump and Zelensky and European leaders was much more promising, and it was received much better than the previous meeting in Alaska between Putin and Trump. However, Russia needs to be a team player, and it doesn't look like that Putin is willing to make any concessions, to make any effort, real effort, to bring an end to the war with Ukraine. Fox News wrote on August 18, "The Russian Foreign Ministry roundly rejected the idea of NATO forces serving as peacekeepers in Ukraine, a provision sought by Ukrainian President Zelensky and his European allies in U.S. brokered peace talks. We confirm the position that has been voiced more than once about our categorical rejection of any scenarios involving the appearance of Ukraine military contingent with the participation of NATO countries, which is fraught with an uncontrolled escalation of the conflict with unpredictable consequences," a foreign ministry statement of Russia read. President Donald Trump already suggested a European-led peacekeeping force to ensure Russia does not invade Ukraine again, and that would have to be part of peace talks. Now, there are discussions on the Ukrainian, the American, and the European side to guarantee protection similar to the one afforded in Article 5 of the North Atlantic Treaty, which is out because it would require NATO membership. So you cannot go by that article, but they are saying we could do something similar to that. Now, Newsmax said on August 18 that President Donald Trump told Ukraine to give up hopes of getting back annexed Crimea or joining NATO. But even Article 5 is no absolute guarantee of protection for NATO members. It states the following: "The parties agree that an armed attack against one or more of them shall be considered an attack against them all, and consequently they agree that if such an armed attack occurs, each of them will assist the party or parties so attacked by taking such action as it deems necessary, including the use of armed force to restore and maintain the security of the North Atlantic area." Now, did you listen carefully how that is worded? It has to be deemed necessary by each individual member state. Brennan Center for Justice wrote on March 4, 2022, "This language is relatively flexible. It permits each NATO member to decide for itself what action should be taken to address an armed attack on a NATO ally. It does not require any member to respond with military force, although it permits such responses as a matter of international law. A member may decide that instead of responding with force, it will send military equipment to NATO allies or impose sanctions on the aggressor. Or, I might add, they may conclude that no actions are necessary at all, and so they walk away from it all." Now, President Trump has already made clear that he will not send American soldiers to Ukraine. Newsmax wrote on August 19, "President Donald Trump said American soldiers will not be on the ground as long as he is president, despite pledging participation in Article 5 type security guarantees in a potential Russia-Ukraine peace deal. He said the coalition of the willing, which is a subset of major NATO countries, including France, Germany, and the UK, is ready to commit their troops in Ukraine to defend against Russian aggression." And he continued that the US might be willing to protect Ukraine from the sky. "It's true that France and the UK have said they would be willing to send troops, but Germany might not be willing to do it. Deutsche Welle wrote on August 21, Germany's contribution to security guarantees has not yet been determined, and this issue will be decided at the political and military levels, German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius said on Tuesday. He added that there will still be too many uncertainties, which have to be clarified first. Let me just add, when it comes to Germany, Friedrich Merz seems to be willing to send troops, but his coalition partner, the SPD, and Boris Pistorius is of the SPD, are not that willing. So that's a conflict internally. The article goes on to say, Denmark, Sweden, the Netherlands, Spain, Portugal, and the Baltic states have signaled their willingness to participate in a possible peacekeeping force in Ukraine. However, other European states are more cautious. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk rejects the deployment of Polish soldiers. Hungary and Slovakia are also opposed to the deployment of European troops. Austria and Italy are also cautious. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni is particularly skeptical and has so far avoided making any clear commitments. But the article continues. In any case, nothing will happen without a prior agreement with Russia. But Moscow has so far categorically rejected the deployment of NATO troops, as we have just heard, and there is little indication that would change. But not only that, it gets much worse than that. Daily Mail wrote on August 21. Ukraine peace talks were in disarray on Wednesday after Russia effectively demanded Moscow and Beijing get a veto on any security guarantees. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Moscow must be part of the security guarantees. Putin's men also said that these should be provided on an equal basis, with the participation of countries such as China, the United States, the UK, and France. And he added, I am sure in the West they understand that seriously discussing security issues without Russia is a utopia, it's a road to nowhere. And the article continues, this would mean none of the guarantors would be allowed to defend Ukraine from Russia unless they all agreed, including China and Russia. Have you ever heard a joke like that before? Now, President Trump is becoming more and more impatient with Putin, and so he should be. And so today, August 21, he wrote the following on Truth Social. It's very hard, if not impossible, to win a war without attacking an invader's country. It's like a great team in sports that has a fantastic defense, but it's not allowed to play offensive. There is no chance of winning. It's like that with Ukraine and Russia. Crooked and grossly incompetent Joe Biden would not let Ukraine fight back, only defend. It wasn't just Biden. It was also many of the Europeans, including particularly Germany, which told Ukraine, you cannot use weapons which we are giving you to attack any place in Russia. And so, Trump concluded, how did that work out? Interesting times ahead. And that is so true. We hear about peace, peace. And the Bible says there is no peace. The way to peace, I don't know, it says. We've heard the very famous saying, it has to be by the Spirit if we want to save the flesh. Now, good intentioned people might try to put an end to war, particular wars. But as the saying goes, you need to have two to dance a tango. And if the other side doesn't want to end a war, you probably won't be able to get it done. Sometimes you still get it done, you get a temporary peace situation, but it's not lasting. The Bible tells us that ultimately there will be wars on this planet so bad that unless Jesus Christ was to shorten those days and unless he would return, nobody would survive. That is why we are being told, amongst many other reasons, to pray to God the Father, your kingdom come, because Jesus Christ will come back and he will set up the kingdom of God, the rule of God here on this earth, and then people will learn what it means not to fight in war anymore. Then they do not want to learn how to fight in war, and then they are willing to take their weapons of mass destruction and change them into useful tools of agriculture and other means. That is something we can look forward to, but in the meantime, we should realize and understand this is not God's world. This world is ruled by Satan the devil, and you can see it in every place and everywhere. So let's make sure that we come out of this world and that we are not part of it. And I thank you very much for your attention. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.